We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, chatting here today with Ben Jedlicka from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, Riley County Office. As we've talked about, they've got some upcoming assisted deer hunts in the Tuttle Creek area. It's also some big news starting tomorrow. Dove season opens up. Tell us more about that.
Well, tomorrow is dove season opener. That's kind of the first thing that kicks off the hunting season. We also it's been tradition that right there when the dove season starts, the new hunting regulations come out. So right now, I've got open, in case Brandon stumps me here, the migratory game bird page open on the hunting regulations. The hunting regulations that are out right now are marked 2019 for 2019-2020 season. But any moment, the new ones will be shipped. So they'll be marked 2020, and those will be for the 2020-2021 season. Won't it be nice to see 2021 get there?
Oh, yeah. I think that'd be really nice. A lot of people are tired of 2020, so yes.
Well, the dove season opens tomorrow morning. You can take 15 doves, and that's probably going to take way more shotgun shells than 15 for most people. The flood from the year before, that dreaded 2019, made it so some of our dove fields, we manage dove fields for dove hunting. Basically, a lot of times it's sunflowers, those get mowed, and that provides a really good dove spot, tracks the doves in there. Now, those fields that we don't have as we have in the past due to the high water from 2019 and really from this past spring, we had high water. You have to go clear to Marshall County, and that would be there's four or so on the marshes north of Tuttle Creek or on the Big Blue River on the Marshall County east side, and then there's one of those managed dove fields. It's called the Irving area, and that would be on the west side of the river. So those marshes that we've had, those dove fields that we've managed in the Fancy Creek area, those didn't get put in, and you have to go quite a little farther north.
All right. What makes hunting dove, as someone who's not much of a hunter here, what makes it a fun challenge?
Well, they're fast. They're really a challenge to hit. Now, they're predictable. You basically, many people just sit on a 5-gallon bucket, and if it's dry, which, you know, we've had a pretty wet August, there's some dry spots, but they'll come in the evenings to water before they go to roost, and so you pass shoot them. And when I say pass shoot them, that means you sit in one spot and wait for the doves to fly over on a pattern. That's how they behave. They'll fly to feeding fields, and they'll fly to the watering areas. A pond that's kind of isolated will attract doves, and that's a good place to sit and wait for doves to fly in. But they are a challenge. They're fast birds.
That sounds like fun. Dave sent me a note here to check on the King Cat Tournament. That was held this past weekend, if I'm not mistaken.
It was. Now, we were in the same area. I saw a lot of boats out where I don't usually see them. Right below Long Bridge, there were about four boats that was unusual. And when I got down to the Hunter Ed, that's where the King Cat tournament was also being hosted, was at Spillway Marina. Well, it was obvious of what those boats were up to. They're all chasing catfish. So I know they had a great turnout. There was a lot of traffic, a lot of boats in the parking lot on the above the marina. I don't know more. I was tied up with Hunter Ed.
All right, well, that's obviously a big event that comes every year, and a lot of fun for those guys.
Well, it moves around. I think we got to host it this year. I know I talked to the guys that were packing up their stuff from the marina, and they'd come up from Arkansas. They were staying the night, then going back, and of course they had another tournament to host next weekend. I didn't find out where, but I know that they. I talked to them for a few moments, and they were on their way back after getting rested back to Arkansas. And it hasn't been here in a while. It moves around.
All right, yeah, I'm looking at their Facebook page. Looks like the winning team was Mackenzie Del Rosso and Sam Crott the second, winning at Tuttle Creek. I don't know much beyond that just yet, but there's information at the Cabela's King Cat Facebook page, which is pretty cool.
I would bet that they were from 10 different states. I don't know. I know that that's how these tournaments work. You qualify or you go to tournaments up to the grand finale. And by the way, we got a grand finale for the summer coming up next weekend. That Labor Day weekend is kind of our grand finale. But they qualify at these tournaments, and then they are able to compete in a national tournament for the big bucks.
All right, sounds good. Well, as far as fishing is concerned, what do you recommend right now if anyone's heading out maybe this weekend with some Labor Day plans?
Well, the water levels are good. There's catfish is pretty steady. The water levels are better in the river, too, so there's opportunity at Rocky Ford, and the releases are low enough that better fishing at Rocky Ford and the Kansas River is finally accessible. So there's a lot of areas to go. Of course, there's the state lakes, too. And for little fish, well, any of these streams will get you, a small hook and worm. A kid will have fun.
Are the river pond levels affecting fishing right now?
Well, that would concentrate fish, I would guess. I don't know what the fishing report is, but the water levels are low at river pond. So I know Todd was in last week and talking about his beach area. Well, that may help fishing in, as far as concentrating the fish. And what I'm getting at is the water releases from Tuttle Creek are rather low, and that makes river pond low. And I would think it would concentrate fish in order that there would be good fishing.
All right, good to know. As far as they've been doing that construction, I know, on the tubes for a while. Are they making progress on that?
Yes, and the question comes up, well, does that affect releases? And I think it did, but it was more than a year ago. And our friend at the Corps, Brian McNulty, can answer those questions more than I can. I don't think it's affected releases at all. But I would hope they're making progress. You know, they got shut down in 2019, and I'm sure they're making progress. That will be opened up again. And I always said, well, it's not how fishing was invented, with standing over a concrete wall and fishing, but many people enjoy fishing at the outlet, and that will be opened up again. Well, every day it gets better.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're talking with Ben Jellica here from the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism. He's a natural resources officer in Riley County. Anything else we should know, Ben?
I don't have much else, Brandon. I know the weather was great for all of August, and we can only hope September will be as good.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward to the fall. I think a lot of people are looking forward to the fall and deer season and the assisted deer hunts coming up will make it all the better here in September and October. So if people want information on that, they just log on to the department's website there?
Yeah, I think it's on Tuttle Creek State Park Facebook page.
Okay.
And now you're starting to get over my head, but I know that the application's there, and my number is under Riley County Game Warden and all the hunting regulations. text me or call if you need an application. We're looking mainly for anyone that's disabled and any youth that are approaching age 16.
All right. There's so many places, so many avenues to communicate these days. I'm sure you're all on all those platforms like Snapchat and Twitter and all those things. No?
No. No, I'm a fossil. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't get email on my phone, although it can happen, but I drew the line at text. I don't have Facebook. I don't have Snapchat. Sorry. You'll have to find someone else, Brandon.
Sounds good. Well, I figured that was the answer. I just wanted to play it up a little. Ben, it's always good to talk to you, and we'll talk to you again at the end of next month.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a great one.
You too. Stay tuned. We'll continue in focus after this on News Radio KMAN.